From our New York studios up in Harlem, it's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and J. Anthony Brown. So an OBGYN clinic in Atlanta. It's like, good morning, Newman. An OBGYN clinic in Atlanta had to change its name, Tom, after threats created fear among employees. The clinic is the ISIS OBGYN. Now, owners named it after the Greek goddess as a way to honor women, but when the terrorist group ISIS started making headlines, people began to think the two were related. I'm going inside her story with Dr. Huan Frederick. Good morning, Dr. Frederick.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you, ma'am?
Really well. Let me ask you first, when you first start, because you've been in business for 10 plus years, when you first started hearing the name ISIS in the news related to terrorist activity, were you concerned that you had a clinic under the same name? I mean, were you concerned before you started getting these threats and concerns from employees?
You know, initially I did, but to me, I felt like it was just going to be a transient thing and that this wasn't really going to, you know, stick around the way it did. So, I considered it in the beginning, but didn't really. I kind of felt my reputation and the name of the practice, people wouldn't really put the two together, you know. But unfortunately, what happened later on is this.
Yeah. So what kind of reaction did come about because of the name and people thinking that the two were related?
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, first person who was always concerned about you is your mother. Mm-hmm. So, you know, right. Mom called me one time and said, "Hey, are you aware of this name and what's going on?" And I, you know, checked the news and saw it and kind of tell her everything was going to be fine. But, you know, with time, in the beginning, we were getting just like little simple phone calls from people complaining that, did you really pick that name? And, you know, we're going to report you to the Better Business Bureau, and we're going to report you to the chamber. And gradually, over time, they started escalating to be more threatening, where people would say, you know, hey, I ought to come up there and shoot the whole building up. You know,
wow.
And so over time, things kind of escalated, I would say.
Did it affect your business?
You know, actually, it did not. You know, what I found was, you know, that because of the care we provide and the good reputation that the practice had, my patients didn't really bother. You know, I mean, I feel like, you know, the demographic, the women that we treat really liked the name and the good name that we had. It didn't really bother them. I think the husbands kind of had something to, you know, were kind of like upset about it. But over time, I think everybody else kind of started noting that something should be done about the name.
Wasn't there a van that was sitting out, a strange van? Didn't an incident like that
happen
as well?
Yeah, we would have, you know, at the height of it, we would have, like, vans full of people and men sitting in the parking lot right in front, not getting out of the car, just staring directly in. And it was kind of getting a little bit scary coming out to the end there. But my employees were getting a little bit concerned that there were things happening.
You know, so did you change the name?
So we are about to change the name. Yes, we are. We are going to celebrate the name changing and rebranding of the practice actually tomorrow at 10:30.
So you turned it into a positive. How did you pick the new name? Because it's the Nile Women's Health Clinic. Now, how did you find that? Because
yes,
you turned it a negative into a positive.
Yes, ma'am. You know, I figured, you know, hey, we had a good name in the community, and our patients loved us. We put it out there on our Facebook page and social media to ask if we should even change the name. And I'll be honest, 50-50. I mean, some people said, no, stick with it. Some people said, no, go change the name, and they understood why. So we put it out there and asked them to suggest a name for us. And out of hundreds of suggestions and options, we chose one of them because we liked the theme. I think everybody kind of got the idea of what we were going with, and we chose that. We chose the name Nile, and we want to celebrate that with our patients and the community tomorrow, just to kind of, you know, make it fun and kind of make sure that, you know, everybody has had some input into this whole decision-making process.
This is crazy.
Now your wife works with you. How does she deal with all of this? Was she calm and steady through the whole process? She's with the office manager?
She's not the office manager. She's my marketing PR person, and she's been a rock. She's been a rock in this whole process. You know, she kind of finally, when I came to her and said, hey, I think we need to change the name, she kind of alerted me that she had gone through that grieving process a long time ago, so she was ready to go. You know, and so, yeah. You know, she's been spearheading this whole effort. And it's been a good, she's done an excellent job thus far. Look, I'm a Tom Joyner.
Yeah, here you are. All right, and you survived it. All right. Well, Dr. Frederick, thank you so much, and good luck with everything. Good luck with the name change and the success, continued success of your clinic.
I do appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, there are a lot of strippers have the same problem.
There's the DJ in, is it Alabama?
Really?
Birmingham. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Birmingham.
Yeah.
What's her name?
There's a lot of strippers with the name Isis.
There are a lot of females.
I would never think about that, Tom. Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out.
Right.